Tom, how was Landon able to kind of keep engaged with everything while he was on the sideline? I know sometimes young players have difficulty with that
stuff. He's in every meeting. He's in every plan. He's interested. He's after what he's missed on the field. He has an opportunity to listen to coaches talk about it in the classroom. So he's up to date on everything that we're doing.
We saw him. He was also kind of engaged with the players and running to the ball and things like that. How important was that to see him not sort of standing on the sideline in his own world?
Well, he's he's got that's his game. He's got to be involved like that. So to keep him as involved as we possibly can, even though he can't take snaps, that's the challenge. And of course, with a young guy who has a sense that he's missing time, he should be more engaged.
He'll go full today?
He'll go limited.
What about some of the other guys?
What about
Victor Rubin? You expect them out here?
They say Rubin will go tomorrow, and I don't know when to say Victor will go.
Taylor and Barry?
Taylor goes today. Who's the other one?
Barry.
Barry? Yeah. He's going. He's going today.
Yeah,
he's going. They're all limited. Anybody that's been out, their classification when they first come back is limited.
Any better idea on Beeson last
No.
Time?
No.
Tom, are you concerned about Victor at all? You know, if
I'm concerned, yeah, because obviously there were a couple of slotted opportunities there that didn't take place, or one, and of course this would have been the second one if he's not ready to go. So, yeah, I am, but I would like to see him get out there and be able to stay out there. That's what our real intent is. So, you know, as soon as that can be done, that's possible, then that's what will happen.
Would you say he's out for Saturday, or is it too early?
I'm not going to say anything like that, no. It's day to day.
It's not the knee, right?
No, it's not the knee.
You said originally it was a thought that it might be dehydration related in some way.
I can't classify it. I just know that he can't go.
Ashley Palmer, what did you like about him?
Worked out very well, and I do like the fact that he's played without injury for quite some time. So that could have been the reason right there.
Coach, what do you like about the combination of Jay Palmer and Kerry Bellis? They seem to be working well together.
Well, there's big, solid guys inside, and what I like is they enjoy playing, they seem to be able to hold a point, and they're pretty good. So we just need to keep those two getting better.
Andre.
Well, he's obviously second time around. He knows more about what he's doing. He's more comfortable doing it. He is a powerful runner, and when given the opportunity, he's demonstrated.
You notice a different level, a higher level of patience with him right now?
That's not necessarily the first word that would come to, but he did demonstrate it the other night.
Cassius's neck, is that a kind of a serious thing or just day to day?
You know, I don't know what to make of that, because he came out and practiced, was not supposed to have any contact. Evidently he did get a little bit, and then as he got sore again, and they're just not going to let him go until they feel like he can play and not receive any kind of injury.
Tom, Wentworth didn't see that as a good night given night. I mean, how open is that competition?
Well, you know, it is open. It should be looked at that way by everybody. I don't care, you know, how many years in the league. When you come to camp, it's competitive, and you have lots of people trying for the same job. And so we certainly would like to see it the way we hope to expect it on game day and during the regular season. So I'm hoping that improved.
When you got a better look at the film and saw Odell Beckham gets 5 targets with no catches, was that all just timing that you assume will come, or was there anything you saw in his game why he didn't get to those balls?
Well, it's just, to me, you know, he had a chance for one ball that was thrown out in front of him. He had a drop, and, you know, it's, again, to me, it's timing, it's rhythm, it's all of those things. But that would be where I would start.
I would assume you'd don't worry about a guy like that, given what he's done.
I worry about everything, you know. You give opportunities and guys make plays and they don't make plays, and then you analyze why they did or why they didn't and present it, and you'd like to see it the other way. There has to be a little bit of a sense of urgency right now. I mean, you're a couple of weeks away from lining up. So, I mean, I'd like to see things done well, done right. Obviously, whoever it is, it doesn't matter. Odell, it doesn't make any difference. It's not, when it doesn't go the way it's supposed to go, and we've been at this for a couple of weeks, why doesn't it go that way? So you have to look hard at that. And the one thing that, it's not an excuse, but again, when you see some of the younger guys doing some things and catching the ball and so on and advancing the ball, they've been out here. Davis has been on the field all this time, you know. And so the practice part of this thing has got to be understood, and it's got to be done right, and it's got to be done with a sense of urgency.
How do you view, I'm back to Victor for 1 second, how do you view the importance of him getting into a preseason game? Is it,
well, it would, it's great, but if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. You know, Odell didn't have a preseason game last year. So you want him to play. That's what the plan was. If it doesn't work out that way, then what's the next thing? We can't worry about something that right now is not within our control.
Would you contemplate playing him in the fourth game if he couldn't be ready for this game?
Well, I'm considering that the whole time. I mean, I'm saying when can we play him? You know, that's, would I contemplate it? Sure. I mean, we just have to have X number of days together practicing before that's going to happen, though. We're not going to make a decision the night before the last preseason game to play him. It has to be something that builds up to it. So I know he's ready to go. You know, I wouldn't put him out there without that.
One more question.
There was a report yesterday that Jason Pierre-Paul is...
I don't know anything about that stuff.
He hasn't told you that he...
He hasn't told me. No.